Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 560. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Just drinking beer and ferrying people to the afterlife. That's all.
It's very specific.
Those are some odd hobbies.
I wasn't talking about you guys.
Well, that's good.
I was going to say, that does not bode well, because I was like, I didn't think you were talking about us, but now that you say that, it makes me wonder, were you talking about us?
I mean, everybody's got to go at some point, Earl.
That is fair. That is fair.
And I guess Tony's going to bury us there, so. Earl's here.
And I am not ready to go, no matter what these tropical zones want to throw at us. So, I got 4 years in me, hopefully a couple of decades. You never know.
Yep.
It's not what the ferryman says.
He might need a houseboat at some point, but for right now, they haven't taken you away. Jeff is here as well.
No, hopefully no ferryman, no beer, vodka.
Vodka.
Speaking of vodka, I think, Chris shared this as well, but like Natty Ice is my favorite vodka, and I'm so curious about this. Like, I don't want to. I retweeted it because I'm like, I would take it for free. I don't want to buy it.
No.
But I am so intrigued by the idea of like Natty doing a favorite vodka.
I mean, if it's Natty Ice, like, how much does their vodka cost? Like, is it like $3 for like a 2-liter bottle?
I'm interested in finding out what the price of it is. They look like normal, what, like 750 milliliter,
yeah,
bottles. So I don't know. I haven't been to a liquor store recently, so I'm not sure. I don't know if that's even actually out there in the wild yet. But I would have taken one if they would have shipped it to me.
I mean, if I saw it in a tasting, I might taste it.
Yeah.
And yeah. Then vomit. They didn't slide into my DMs, and I told my friends I'll buy some the next time we hang out, and they are all totally not for that idea. So, I will just have to trick them and put a bottle on top of it.
Would you like a shot of what? Well, I think it was like strawberry lemonade.
Yeah, it's so weird. I mean, it's really weird because part of it just feels like it just has the same MO as the actual favorite vodkas.
They have the
hard spike seltzer.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so it's like, here's your, they don't have a grapefruit one, but it's weird stuff. Weird stuff.
Natural Light or whatever it is, they have a flavored, it's not a beer, but it's a, they call them Natter Days, which is like, it's a strawberry lemonade drink. It's not the worst thing I've ever had, so.
Yeah, because you've had their beer probably.
Yeah, I have.
I don't know if it can really be called beer, but it is so their actual beer.
It's beer adjacent.
And again, I can't complain too much because, as I point out to people, I was a natty kid. I think most people are. Well, not. But yeah, you're in college. You can get a 12-pack for $6. You don't care how it tastes. Then you graduate, and I think some people graduate and they get kind of stuck on their Coronas and their Coors. Coors is actually the same level as a natty. Or just has a brand going for it, I guess, because Coors is not great.
No.
But yeah, it's your core. I mean, your Heinekens and your Bud Lights and your Miller Lights and stuff like that. And then if you really, really want to, get your advanced degree, you go and try your craft beers, your Goose, your Sours, your Stouts, your Porters. But we've had this discussion before. Just to say that, just to say that Natty's awful.
I should have that that bottle of mead by the next time we record. So maybe I'll try that then.
I've not wanted to go to work because I do need to, but I need to go get my I need to do my pumpkin beer run for the year. because for some odd reason, pumpkin season is August.
It's already started.
Yeah.
It starts like the last week of August now, I think. Every year it's earlier. Have the Halloween stores started going up yet?
Yeah.
I forgot
if I mentioned it on the show. The last time I was in the city. Well, not the last times. Wow, it's been a while now. But I remember going into the city a few weeks ago, and I saw it for my very first time. I saw the birth of a Spirit Halloween. Like, nothing was there. And then, boom, there was a Spirit Halloween just ready and open. And it's just like a Proud Papa moment.
Mine was supposed to be up tomorrow, but I guess got delayed till Monday.
Jeff, have you found the cereal yet?
No. Yeah, usually I find them at Walmart for some reason, but no.
Yeah, I've actually never seen that. So I went into the grocery store last week, and it was like they had the Count Chocula, blueberry, yeah, and Frankenberry display. But they also had that, like, it's like a mix of all three of them.
Is that what it is? Because I've never, that's new, I think, for this year.
Yeah, it's called Monster Mash, I think.
So it has,
and they're
like,
doing a remix of the songs.
Are they doing a remix?
Yeah, they're doing a remix of a song to advertise it, or that's part of the advertisement. It's like they're coming together to do like a new version of the Monster Mash song.
Yeah, I think it's the Frankenberry and blueberry cereal, like the corn cereal, the blue and pink cereal.
Yeah.
And then the marshmallows from
Chocula.
Yeah, and but also from blueberry Frankenberry. And evidently there were two other ones. There was a mummy one at some point in like the 80s.
Yes. And that, I know I've had that one and it was good.
Yeah, I guess they don't make that one anymore, but that's represented in there too, and another one, which I can't think of what it is, but there's like a marshmallow to represent that one. So it was fine. Like, I mean, it's sounds a sugary weird cereal.
It sounds weird mixing. I don't like, I finally, I always just, ever since I was a little kid, always got just Count Chocula.
Mm-hmm.
And then just last year, I tried the other two and I really liked blueberry. I thought that was pretty good. I did not like the strawberry one. I don't know.
It's fine. Like, it's just a little overly, I mean, they're all overly sweet, so.
Chocolate fucking rules. So they should make that year-round.
I'm kind of surprised they don't.
You get the chocolate Lucky Charms year-round, though.
Not special.
Yeah. Pretty much
you
same
really,
shit.
Really want that.
I didn't know they made chocolate Lucky Charms.
They do, and
they make some
delicious
weird. They make. There's like a Frosted Flakes Lucky Charms mashup, I think. Or,
oh, that just sounds
no,
awesome.
That wouldn't make sense. It's Frosted Flakes and I don't know. They do fucking weird fucking shit now.
I generally don't like travel down the cereal aisle, and like my kids eat so much cereal that like buying a box of cereal is stupid because they eat through it so quick. So my wife just buys like whatever the Walmart brand is in the giant bags.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you have four kids, they all eat cereal, a box is gone immediately. So
that's true. Yeah. Like, you only get, like, nowadays, a box of cereal is like four or five bowls at most.
I think you're going to say you bought those little, like, you know, like how you get. Like,
oh, the individual ones? Yeah.
Yeah.
They're expensive, too.
That's not even a bowl.
No,
yeah,
it's
those
not.
Were, like,
I usually,
real
I usually
sample
two,
sized.
Like, I put in, like, two to get, like, half a very decent bowl of cereal. But I think I thought he was like, instead of like buying, because you know, like, especially with kids, I mean, it's like, okay, one person wants like Frosted Flakes, one person wants Honey Nut cereal, one person wants Trix.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But and they do. So that's why we end up buying like multiple
giant
bags. But, yeah, but you could buy like three or four bags for the same as like what it costs for like three or four boxes of cereal. So
yeah.
I usually have like probably four or five boxes going, but they last so long it doesn't really matter.
Right.
We'll just reach a limit where Melissa will be like, you're not buying any more boxes of cereal. Don't buy any until we clear this out a little bit.
No more.
Yeah.
That sounds fair. I was going to say the same thing. Why do you have four or five boxes going?
I don't know. It's just you get the store, you go down that aisle, you're like, oh, that's on sale. I like that.
I think that's why I'm not
buy one you have.
I think that's why I'm not allowed to go to the grocery shopping anymore. It's always end up with shit like you don't need or more of stuff that you don't need.
When I was a little kid, though, I was obsessed with those combo packs with the little boxes. That was like, I think I asked for that more than any specific cereal. I wanted the combos.
And there was always there's always the one in those combo packs so that you don't want. Like, there's like a Special K box or
Apple Jacks.
Like something you don't nobody Apple wants. Jacks?
I it's low tier for me.
Yeah. Agreed, Jeff. Agreed.
Yeah.
I'll eat them.
It's sugary.
I mean, it's all sugary.
Okay.
The good stuff is like sugary.
Now I need these cereal rankings. Like, what would say are three?
I think I'm alone on this. I think Lucky Charms is my favorite.
I do like Lucky Charms.
They're good.
Honey Bunches of Oats with almonds. Fruity Pebbles.
I've never had Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, they're good.
Cocoa Pebbles? Or...
Yeah.
I go Cocoa Krispies, though, if you're going to do that.
Yes.
My wife likes them. I don't know. I don't particularly like milk in my cereal. I don't like milk, generally, so...
Put as little as possible.
Yeah, or I'll just eat cereal dry. So like something like Lucky Charms works, right? Because you just put it in a bag and eat it as a snack. But you can't do that with Rice Krispies or Fruity Pebbles, because then you look like a complete lunatic eating that like dry. But they make great Fruity Pebbles. You mix it with Rice Krispies, and they make great Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, yes.
Good idea.
You get like that little extra flavor to it.
I wonder how straight Fruity Pebble treats would taste.
Like, just do
I wonder if you could even do that, because they're so small and like, I don't know.
Wonder if you'd have to use more marshmallow to solidify it a little more.
What about Cocoa Krispie treats?
Yes, same. I mean, I'm sure it's the same way. They do have those. I've seen like official Cocoa Krispie
treats. The ones like the Rice Krispie treats you buy at the store are just like nowhere near as good as.
They need to be homemade. Yeah. Like, they need to be homemade. But they like Rice Krispies makes Cocoa Krispie ones. So like
you could. I just don't know if we've ever done that. I should. Yep.
There you go. It's your baking excursion this weekend, Jack.
Yeah,
some marshmallows. They're so easy to make too. You just gotta like reduce down the marshmallows. Basic.
Yeah.
All right.
You can tell it's a big games. Weekend video games.
Wait, what are video games?
I'm down for more.
What kind of cereal is that?
I don't have it. I don't have it out right now, but I do have a box of the Mario cereal somewhere around here.
Did you get it for the Amiibo?
Yes. But now I just have it on display.
I just got the box. I forgot. I think I had a friend bought the cereal and sent me the box or something like that.
Yeah, I ate the cereal out of it. It was good.
I thought it was terrible.
Yeah, I remember. I remember you were like, "This is really bad."
It reminds me, like, I ain't like. When they do those like licensed cereals, it's just like the most cardboard tasting cereal to me. Like Star Wars, a couple of years ago, Star Wars had one. They trot the same cereal out for that.
It's exactly the same. Yeah. The marshmallows are just shaped different.
Yeah,
and the marshmallow tends to be the ones you copy because you could just say, "Yeah, put a shape in and call it a day."
It's like this is now R2-D2.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It
looks like a four-leaf clover. How dare you?
Yes, but it's blue and white.
It's like whatever they do candy, and it's always like the gummies, because it's just like, oh, yeah, we'll just shape it to look like something, and we'll call it a day. Like, yes, that's Yoshi, that's Sonic, that's, you know, they all look the same.
And they all have the same flavoring.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just like your eye. Like, if you see like something as a certain color, your brain will change the flavor for you. terrifying.
I wonder if you can buy those like cereal marshmallows.
Oh yeah, no, you can buy them all. You can get them on Amazon. You can get a huge bag of them.
Can you?
Oh yeah. Not that I've ever done it.
I was about to say that. He's like, no, I'm eating adult food now.
I'm an adult. I just ate a kid's ice cream cone.
What's a all kid's right. ice cream cone?
I like. You ever have like the drumsticks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's little ones called little drummies. Like smaller size. I just ate one of those.
I'm weird with those. I like the drumsticks without the nuts. I like the plain.
It's fine. Just sometimes I find like when they have the nuts, it's like a little too hard, like around the edge.
This is a very mature conversation.
Are your nuts hard, Earl? What's happening here?
All right. Video games. There are things that we occasionally play in between talking about cereal.
And beer.
Cereal and beer podcast would kill.
Cereal, beer, and ice cream.
I mean, it's a terrible combination together. Well, maybe not.
I don't know. I've done it.
It depends on what kind of beer you got.
Yeah, I was going to say, if maybe a good stout, and if it's not too sugary of a cereal?
I could see that working.
Or into the cereal?
I don't know if that would work, but maybe. instead of milk.
I sometimes will do, like, late night, like, right before I go to bed, if I've had, like, a couple beers, whatever, I'll do, like, a bowl of cereal. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, but that's not the same as, like, having cereal in your beer.
No, like, yeah, I know. Like, so, yeah. That I would probably not do.
Yeah.
I need to get high if we're going to keep doing this. Smoke some weed.
All right. I'm going to just not talk about ice cream. Move on to stuff that we've been playing. And I guess the last thing we talked about last week was that Riders Republic had a beta.
Oh, did anybody actually download that?
I did, and I played it. And it is a mix of extreme sports, like BMX biking, or I guess mountain biking, not really BMX biking. Mountain biking, skiing and snowboarding, and wingsuits. There might be another one somewhere in there as well. And I don't know why, but they've taken over this island that has very diverse biomes. So you can ski and bike and wingsuit. And it goes from like snowy to tropical. Anyway, the game is all of these extreme sports done on like a Forza Horizon type map and setup. So you're like riding around on your snowmobile or your bike or your skis or whatever, and going to events and doing those events and getting stars, but it's like experience to rank up and do like harder tier events. The system is pretty much exactly Forza Horizon. Like, it's open world racing, tricks. Okay. Scenery. There's even like a like places you can go and like take snapshots, and you get points for that. And it plays well. I don't know. I liked it. I came away from like the hour I played with it going, this seems pretty cool.
Are you going to buy it?
There's very good chance. I think it comes out in October. Maybe later this month. But yeah, I was like, I would definitely play this game. Yeah, end of October. So that might be a tough go because there's like games coming out around there. So, well, Metroid's earlier in the month, right?
Yeah, it's the 8th.
You might be able to fit in there.
Tour rules, though. That first week of like October, oh my God. Got that and Super Monkey Balls.
Wait, is that not in? I thought that was out in September for some reason.
Super Monkey Ball?
Yeah, maybe because they keep on announcing new guest characters.
I think Super Monkey Ball is the 5th, and then Metroid Dread is on Friday, the 8th. Okay. So yeah, and then I just realized I was gonna call in sick that weekend to play that shit. I'm off that whole weekend and Monday for Columbus Day, so that's gonna be fun.
So you'll be done. You'll be done Metroid by
yeah, I'll be by five, Saturday five. At like 6 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing I didn't like about Riders Republic is like, I mean, there's a story which I don't care. Like, you know, whatever. You do your career mode. But there's like this mentor guy, and he's really annoying. He's this like spaced out hippie dude, and there were unskippable cutscenes with him. So,
that's weird.
Like, I don't really care about you. Like, tell me about how to get into the zone. Just point me in the direction of the next event.
Games should have less cutscenes.
Especially in open world
racing games.
Yeah.
like there's a story in Forza Horizon, but it's kind of told through like audio, right? Like as you're playing, and it really the story is just like, hey, keep doing this stuff and we'll make the event bigger and bigger. And then eventually, like, you've done everything, and it goes, congratulations, you did everything. You're the best at Forza Horizon. Yay. Woo. Like, I think I would prefer that a little bit more than what Riders Republic is doing. I don't mind story in games, but it seems like a weird
angle.
Yeah. What else you guys been playing?
Spiritfarer.
I've heard nothing but good things about that game.
It is like if you took Stardew Valley and instead made it about taking people to the afterlife, that's what the game would be.
That's not all right.
finally makes sense what he was talking about.
Oh, I thought everybody else got that reference.
I have never heard of it.
It's on Game Pass. So the basic premise is Charon, the person who, or the being who used to ferry souls to the afterlife after they died, is leaving, and you are replacing him. And you're like this. I'm assuming later on in the story I'll figure out who exactly you are. But for the moment, all I can tell is you're like you're this like little girl, who is now in charge of. Basically, you go around, you find these spirits of people who recently died, and you have this boat. Boat is kind of underselling. It's like this massive ark, and on this ark you can build little buildings, and there's like garden plots and stuff where you can raise crops and build little houses for the spirits that you find for them to live in, and the spirits will make requests of you, and you basically fulfill those requests, and then allow them through those requests to close up the last chapters of their life so they're ready to move on to whatever you move on to after you're dead. So it's like it plays really light. Like most of the game you're going to spend like, you know, watering crops or mining for materials. And there's like some like light platforming and stuff to do like that. But all that kind of feeds into these stories about these spirits that you encounter, who have all gone through, they've all gone through like really heavy experiences in their lives, and they're trying to come to grips with them. Like the man that they loved who left them for another woman and how they dealt with that. And, some of the spirits you encounter are actually ones that your character knew in her life when she was an actual person. So that's kind of why I think, like, as the story plays out, you're going to find out who you really were. But you serve these spirits and you do what they want, and then once they come to grips with whatever it is was hanging on in their lives, they decide it's time to move on. And then you take them to the Everdoor, and then they pass on into wherever the spirits go after they leave the world. So it's kind of like a mix of very light, kind of soothing activities and like some really heavy story beats.
Does it look like Stardew Valley? Is it like a like that graphics and like top
no,
down
it looks
view?
It looks like a cartoon. It really has a kind of shell okay. cell shaded type.
Is it like graphic. A full 3D game though, or like
that's a 2D?
Okay.
Which is kind of funny because the world kind of exists in three dimensions, but you move through everything in 2D. It's hard that part's like you have this ship and you plot it to move through the world, but everything is, I don't know, it's kind of odd.
Okay.
That part of it. But I mean, I'm finding it really like really soothing to play and really engrossing, and you can just kind of sit there and relax. And like time kind of just passes and you do stuff for these people. You're like, chopping down trees and like okay. cooking meals and like it's yeah. it's all the kind of stuff you expect from a game like Stardew Valley or I don't know, like a what's the game I'm trying to think of, like a Starbound or one of those games where you're kind of just putting stuff together and see what happens.
Moon or fucking...
yeah I'm really enjoying it. I think I put 14 or 15 hours into it so far. I just kind of sit there and enjoy it.
All right, like do you think there's like a definitive end to it, or
there's 15 spirits. They all have a very specific path and specific things you need to do for them.
Okay.
So it's not an open world experience, or not a open-ended experience, I should say.
Neat. And that's on Game Pass?
It's on Game Pass.
Might need to check that out.
Yeah.
Jeff, you playing anything this week?
Not really. I played more Quake. I did fight a boss in it, which was neat. I found that to be, I mean, maybe I'm remembering wrong, but a little different from like Doom in that like the boss had very minor puzzle elements to it. First boss.
Yep. Yeah, it's the one where you bring down the like Tesla coils and electrocute them. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, like hit these switches to bring on the coils and then hit a switch to light up, you know, the like electricity between them. And that you keep shocking him and you kill him that way. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you could kill him by just shooting him. I have no idea. But there wasn't a lot to it, but I appreciated, you know, this is like very early first person shooter design, and you know, them kind of adding that element was pretty neat. But I'm really enjoying, you know, doing a couple levels of that per night, but really just kind of waiting for the new releases to come out, quote unquote new. I'm most excited about fucking Super Monkey Ball, which is old,
and Sonic Colors.
Yeah.
Old but new in its heart.
Right. I mean, I think what I could get at this point. But yeah, I don't think.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I don't think I've been. Oh, I played a little more Psychonauts 2.
I guess Jeff, we can talk about
Chris's favorite game.
I guess we can talk about Psychonauts.
He's always talking about how much he loves it on Twitter.
Jeff, you stopped playing, right? You deleted it off your hard drive.
And what's so funny is like I see people talking about it. I guess I'm happy for people. I just don't get it. Like I get it, but I don't. But like so many people I see are like, this is a game of the year contender. Like people are very, very impressed by this game. And it's like I look at it, I'm like, it's technically good. Like it's not anything I could really say bad about it, but like I just do not have fun playing it. I don't like being interrupted every 30 seconds with a cutscene. I don't think that, like, yeah, I just don't think that, like, yeah, the mechanics are good, the cutscenes are good, like, the worlds look cool, but, like, it's essentially not fun, because it's always, like, just figuring out what to do. It's all about advancing the story, and it's never... Like, you play like Mario, it's like you're in a 3D playground. I never feel like I'm in a playground in Psychonauts 2. It's like always about advancing the story. And I just, such a turnoff for me that I just, at some point I'm like, you're playing this, I'm playing it because I'm like, this is a game I should love because of the genre, and but I'm not enjoying it. And like, I was just forcing myself to go through it. I got partway through like fixing Ford's mind. I don't even know if you're that far, Chris. I was just like, I'm done with this, dude. I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, I think that's, I haven't, that's the mission I'm on is like, oh, we got to like, because he's split up in between the hairdresser, the bowling alley, and the mailroom. Yeah, so
that's where I gave up. I did the barber.
Okay.
And I started doing another one. I also feel like the game is very bad at like signposting what for you to do next. Like it tells you if you bring up your menu, you have to like read and go, okay, where is that again? Like, if you could just hit a button and it shows you an arrow where to go, it would help so much. Cause I'm just like, I don't know where the fuck you're telling. Like, all right, dude, I get like,
yeah,
so you agree with me on that it's vague a little bit. Like,
but I got to that point where they're like, hey, like you can do these three things, but it's not like a Mario or Ratchet where it's like, okay, like these three things are pretty easy like to identify.
Yeah.
Where it's like, go to, and it's like, all right, well, have fun. It's like,
yeah,
right, so what do I do? Like, I just got to wander around until I stumble upon it. Like,
give me a marker. Give me something that like, that was another thing that really like turned me off on the game is because I'm just like, the game felt like such a chore to play. And then on top of it to go, like, have to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. It really sucks. Cause I get why people like it. I do, but.
And I do wonder if we would like it more if, like, I think, like, people really like the personality of it. They really like the characters. And, like, I think, like, if I cared about that, like, maybe I wouldn't mind wandering around and talking to, like, your other interns and the, the actual Psychonaut agents. But I don't. Like, just show me where I do to do the jumping and, like, and but fight the enemies.
It's like these little, like, the game is actually very polished and everything, and it's just like, I have to, like, trudge through all these things I don't like to get to these little nuggets of things that I think are good. And I just, at some point, I was just like, there's no reason you have to play this, you know what I mean? Like, it's not gonna be my game of the year. I'm not enjoying it enough. It's not gonna be even in the top 10, probably, so I was just like, I don't care. I deleted it. I let myself off the hook on this one. Like, I feel so bad about it because I know how much like people like it, and it really seems like most people that play this game are really liking it. But it is funny that like you sort of agree with me on this one.
Yeah, well, I did not like the first one. Like,
yeah,
like I enjoyed the idea of like what the story of the first one did. Like, and the worlds, like, there's a lot of potential there. Like, actually, there's some really cool looking worlds. Like, you go into the mind of, you like change the mind of the head psychonaut lady at one point, and
was neat. The ideas of it, like the connecting the ideas with the.
That was really cool. Where it was like, and then you could see how it would change, right? It's like, so you go in and you change her. She's like very. She's very conservative in how she approaches kids, and she wants to keep everyone safe. And so like you change her to be very more risky. And she decides she's going to go like gamble in the casino. And like, it makes her mind into a giant casino, which is really neat.
Yeah.
And like, I even like some of the puzzles there where it's like, you know, if you get through the long cutscenes to kind of tell you what it is, it's like, all right, yeah, this is pretty cool. I gotta like talk to these three people, and they'll tell me, you know, what I need, you know, to know so that I can unlock this puzzle and actually do the level, which is cool. Like, the level is cool. It's like, there's good jumping, there's good pace to it, but they seem tiny, like those little areas. It's like it takes just as long as the cutscene did to get there.
I would honestly say the game is at least 50% cutscenes. Like, it just feels like any little morsel of actual gameplay you get is just going to get interrupted constantly by cutscenes, and then you have to watch more cutscenes in between that. Like, it's just, it's too much in my opinion.
Yeah, like I don't mind, like, when you go back to that hub world, like, you want to give me a bunch of cutscenes there, but like, if you're gonna send me on a mission, like, let me do the level.
Give me an hour of gameplay, like an hour straight of gameplay. Imagine that. That would be amazing.
But I was, you know, in another Discord with some old IGN bloggers. I was in there talking with them, and like, they love it. Like, everyone's like praising it. I was like, it's just not clicking with me. I don't really know what's up. Like, it's technically a much better game than the first one, but I'm enjoying it less. Maybe some of it is I just came off of that original Psychonauts, and this one guy, Joey, he said that, like, it takes this one level from the original Psychonauts, the Milkman Conspiracy, which is very kind of go in and figure it out on your own. And you can end up wandering around if you don't open the right house in that area, or stumble across the right enemy that you need to talk to or defeat. And like, that's where I'm at right now. It's like, yeah, that they took that design of that one level and have blown it out to this big piece where it's just like, go figure this shit out. It's like, I just want to like jump and shoot things.
Like, give me a fun level to play through. Why is it always like just like going around talking to people, like figuring out where I'm supposed to go? It's just, it really sometimes is very obscure. Like, there's several times I just like had to look up, what the fuck am I really supposed to be doing right now? Like, part of that was my fault, because I don't care about the story. I don't pay attention so much to the cutscenes. But like, I guess the thing, like, that's the thing. It's just not for me, man. Like, it really sucks, because it feels like a game that should be for me. But it's just, I just don't click with Tim Schafer's style, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we talked about this last week, where their games just don't generally work for me.
Yeah. It's so weird, though, because like, this one is, seems like a lot of people are playing it are like, this is a game of the year game. And also, like, and I'll give it credit for this, like, it seems like a game that would not be made as much now. Like, and that's cool. Like, props to that. Like, I wish I liked it more.
Yeah. No, I get that. And I am happy for those that finally got the sequel they wanted after 15 years.
Yeah. And it's well done. Like, it fucking looks and plays well. It's just not very fun for me.
Earl, you play anything?
I hope so. I forgot if I talked about it last week. I did try the WarioWare demo for Get It Together.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we did we?
No.
Okay.
So I don't think so.
Okay, so there's a demo for WarioWare. The big gimmick of this one is that you control the characters directly instead of like trying to do the mini games. And I thought that it's weird at first, but you do kind of get used to it. And I think what really makes it kind of pop so far is that each of the characters has like something different. So even the same Michael game, you would approach differently based on the character.
Yeah.
Like Wario himself can just kind of, he can just kind of move in general directions.
He does a little dash.
Yeah. But he's like the closest thing to, I guess, traditional WarioWare, where it's really just kind of like you jump and interact with the level in some fashion. Then you have 9 Volt or 18 Volt. I forget which one. I think it's 18 Volt, who like shoots a disc out. And so like the disc will like depend on the mission. You would have to do different stuff. You have, I forget, Ashley, the wizard. So she flies on a broom, and then like her projectile will always go one direction. So it's like kind of known for that. There's one character, and there's another character who has like a boomerang. So you can control the boomerang, or you can control the character when you throw out the boomerang. The character is stationary. So it's WarioWare. So the basic, the basic gist of it is like you get, I mean, it's like 5 seconds. I think it's a bit more just to kind of get you familiar with the character. So you get like 7 seconds to kind of see a game. They give you a quick objective. It might be the one that sticks out to me, because WarioWare is such a weird game. the one that sticks out to me is this one where you have to shave a dude's armpit.
Yeah.
So like with Wario, you'll jump up and you'll just say show the dash and you'll do it on both sides. With, you know, another character, you use the boomerang to spin around one arm and then you use the boomerang to swing around another one. The guy who shoots out the laser disc, you kind of stay stationary and just kind of shoot them off. So, you know, it works differently. It's the same way it is one where you have to keep an item in the air, and it's set easier with Wario because you, again, you have direct control over him, where others, it's like you have to lead the item because, like, you need the lead up time to hit it to make sure it doesn't hit the ground, or, like, you don't hit it at an angle where, like, the boomerang might send it downward instead of sending it back up. So, yeah, and I think it's a pretty meaty demo. Like, I mean, as far as I can tell, there's only, like, maybe 10 micro games, but there's something like 5 or 6 characters that you get to try out. And if you fade Wario away, like, each one, like, as you go on, it gets faster and faster, and it becomes harder and harder. Then you get 3 strikes until you're out. But yeah, I will be picking that up. I believe it's out next week. It's a ton of fun. And yeah, I think they had a trailer last week that showcased some more stuff. Like the, yes, the other big hook of this game is you can do a co-op, which I don't really get so far, but I'm sure some people are going
to. I thought it was neat.
I'm not paid at co-op. I'm just saying, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like that could be more distracting than anything when you're trying to figure out, like, who's who. Oh, yeah, and I guess that's the other thing. And it's like at the start of the session, you get to pick 3 different characters, and it will rotate between those 3 characters you pick.
So, or okay, you could say shuffle all, like, and then, every one character you got.
Yeah, I would not do that because there's a lot of characters in mini games that just kind of. Because again, like usually it's like start, and it's like, okay, kick the ball, and that's all the instructions they give you, which is pretty straightforward. And then but you don't see a ball, and you have to figure out what to do with that in the span of like 5 seconds. So it's a very hyperkinetic kind of game where you're just like, I mean, it's the ADHD game because again, like you're going through, like you could play for 10 minutes and you will play through like 50 mini games in that time. And with a bunch of different characters, it's just like knowing all this shorthand and what it means, or like just trying to, like, sometimes I just kind of start and then I hope for the best. Like the one that did piss me off is like this one where you have to collect a certain number of items. And I'm so accustomed to video games, it's like, oh, collect 4. Like if you collect 5, it's like, oh, you did it. It's like, no, you have to collect 4. No more, no less. It's like the first time I did, I'm just like, hey, I'm just going to jump in a circle and get all of them. It's like, you failed. I'm like, oh. So there were times where I would do it. I'm like, crap, if I go, you can't jump too far because your momentum is going to carry you over.
I'll imagine doing that 2 players where it's like one person like gets a little overzealous and like, oh no, we fucked us. Like it's, I don't know.
Yes, and that's what I mean though. By like, that's why it would be frustrating to me.
Oh, like, yeah. But you know,
I guess that's part of it.
I don't take it too seriously. Yeah.
It doesn't take itself too seriously. I mean, the whole concept of this game, I believe, is that Wario has created a video game and him and his friends have been sucked into the video game. And now they have to fade their way out of the video game they just created.
We, for the longest time, could not figure out what we were doing wrong on that collect whatever one. It's like, what? Why are we failing? I collected 3 or, you know, but it's like, you have to collect just 3 flies, not just have,
yes.
But yeah, I like these games. And I think this is like a neat spin on it because, you know, you're not just shuffling mini games. You're also now, I do shuffle all characters. And then, but that, you know, sometimes can create a problem because sometimes a mini game will match up with a character that's not very good for that mini game.
Yeah. And that's the thing you also learn is that there are some that are super good. And then there's some, like the one where you have to like avoid the lasers. Like that one character, I forget which one, the one that like, kind of has to grab onto the like the hooks and they move around that way. Like sometimes it's super easy because it's like, oh, grab on and they'll just go to it. And other times it's like, oh, you have to grab on at the right time so that they're in motion when the lasers hit. So they're in between. And I'm like, yeah, that's like a really difficult one to kind of set up in like 5 seconds.
There's a character who constantly jumps that I could find. You could see it being pretty hard. Some of the ones just keeping the ball in the air one, like you said, like some of the characters are just not suited for that, you know. I do think if you play the demo more, you unlock more characters. I think I unlocked more characters by playing it more, but yeah, I played that demo a lot. Like I'm super excited for that game.
Oh yeah, it's a ton of fun. Yeah, even with the demo, I'm like, yeah, okay, I could totally see this being $50. The one thing I wish it had is like some. I think it has like online ghost trials or something like that. But it would have been nice to have like online play. But again, I get it. It's a very short game. But yes, it's totally worth it. And like I said, there's a demo out if you want to give it a hand. If you somehow have avoided WarioWare in the past 20 years, it happens, I guess. And yeah, so that was that. I also tried out, what else did I try? Well, I think I mentioned to Chris, I was playing The Ascent with some friends yesterday to kind of get more into it. But we ran into some really, I get it, but sometimes I wonder if people ever create the games they create at co-op, because like we ran into a thing, like we couldn't continue the main mission because for some reason it didn't recognize me and my friend as completing the main mission, but the host did completed the previous mission, I should say. So then we split off into our own groups, and it's like, oh no, it's the same mission that I have next on my list, but it's not showing up when we go online. So we're just like, we're just trying to follow our friend to do it, and then like we did that and nothing happened. So we're just like, yeah, we did some side quests and stuff, but you know, you can't go too far because you have to open up your areas and stuff like that. But I guess during this podcast I just went through to finish it to see what would happen next time. The game remains, I mean it's opened up a bit more. We've gotten a bunch of power, so now I have, you know, I have I think I mentioned before, I have one augmentation which is like a super fist you just kind of shoot out and it damages the people in front. And I just got one for like a ground pound that will shoot the enemies up, and while they're in like the stasis, you can shoot them. Or sometimes I'll use it to just kind of kill out the people in front of me so I can shoot other people. And then when they land, they're on the ground, and you shoot them up before they get up and stuff like that. There's one that I've not tried that seems really funky. You get to record like your power use, like your health. And like if you, you know, die or something, not die, if you take damage, you can kind of reset it to like that previous health. I'm not entirely sure how that works, but that seems like a novel enough idea. And then
wish I had figured that one out because that game gets difficult towards the end.
Oh, I mean, this is a staple of open world games, I guess. But yes, it's also really weird because we went into a hotel yesterday while we were free roaming, and we ran into enemies that are like two levels ahead of us. I mean, twice as much. So like, it's like I was level 10 or 11, they were like level 25, and we go in the hotel and it's just like an instant one shot. I'm like, oh yeah, there's like no warning that these characters are OP until you kind of engage them and like, oh, we gotta run. The good and bad thing, I guess, is that the AI is sometimes really bad at chasing you. It's like if you run far enough away, they just like, yeah, okay, he's not here anymore, and they give up. So that's I guess one perk. I'm enjoying it. I you know, it's not gonna win any Game of the Year awards for me, but I think it's a cute enough game. And then finally, let me just make sure I get this right. I played Rogue Heroes Ruins of Tyus. I forget if I mentioned, I think I mentioned this before in passing, that I was gonna start this up with some friends. It's essentially Four Swords Adventures. It's a classic Zelda game that you can play four player co-op with. You know, it's very much inspired by Into the Past. You wake up in bed. I don't really know the plot, but you go to your first dungeon and it's a roguelike, so the dungeons are procedurally generated. So like you don't necessarily know the room. So it's not like as puzzle oriented as Zelda. But it is stuff like, okay, you know, like you'll get a bomb to find a crack in the wall. You'll use a grappling hook to cross certain gaps. Use boomerangs to stun enemies. You have a bow and arrow. You get this stuff. What they do in this, we've not beaten the first dungeon, and that was mostly because of a comedy of errors of how awful we were playing and not understanding the systems yet. But we were having fun. But what they do to kind of alleviate some of that, you know, like Zelda, you go to a dungeon, you get a weapon, that weapon then becomes part of the dungeon design, is you sometimes find what they call chaos weapons in these dungeons, which are weapons or items you can use temporarily, but they will break.
Okay.
Versus like actually buying or like, because you build up a bunch of shops to get like health upgrades and weapon upgrades and power upgrades. But yes, you can get temporary ones. Well, you can buy temporary ones that will break after a certain amount of time. So I think it's a good system. And like, okay, we're not limited in like, we have to make sure that this dungeon is already this. And if these people don't have this item, that they're kind of screwed. Where it's like, okay, you might be able to find this in like one of the containers nearby. And then like when you die in co-op, your teammates can like take your skull and they can find a resurrection chamber, but that can only be used once per. It can only be used once. It's like if three people die, you can only carry one of them. So it becomes a game of survival, and so far I think it's very cute, very charming. Like I said, it's very inspired by Into the Past. It's one of my favorite games, and I find the co-op really like, so far the co-op isn't annoying. Like there's no like one of the things that I think a lot of what am I trying to say is that you don't have collision damage, no friendly fire. You're not going to run into your teammates and cause each other to fall off a cliff or something like that. So that's always handy in these type of games. A decent number of enemies. Again, like with a roguelike, they do some stuff. So like if you, I think, at least in the first dungeon, if you get to the second and third floor, you can pay a device to then like, okay, the next time you go through, you don't have to go through those heroes again. You will just continue from there instead of having to start from square one every time you die. So yeah, I think they do a lot of good stuff. And like I said, the core gameplay is a ton of fun so far. And we've not done it yet, but I think you can build houses to unlock different classes. So you'll get like a rogue, a thief, a mage and stuff like that. At the beginning, you just kind of are a soldier. And then each one will have like, you know, different magic, different health, different power. So I think it's like I said, really fun. It's like $15 on the Switch.
Nice. Tony, you play anything else besides Bury the Dead?
I played a little bit more Madden.
I played some of that too.
Oh, what did you think? I talked about it a lot last week.
Yeah, I mean it's Madden.
Yeah.
I mean it plays fine, I guess. It's weird. Like I'm seeing bugs in the replays. Like where, yeah. Like the
when you do challenge.
Well, so like that I think is just flat broken.
I think I've always experienced that where I'm like, dude, it just showed you right. I was in bounds. Like, what are you fucking talking about? Like,
I mean, I threw a pass up and my guy clearly caught it like 2 feet out of bounds. They called it a touchdown. And then they show the replay and his feet are clearly out of bounds. I'm like, the ruling on the field stands.
It's how could they not get that right? Like, I don't understand. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get how the game can't determine what actually yeah. fucking happened.
Like, I mean, there should be bounds, like right? Like, I mean, that's how I assume they know where you're at. Yeah. Like, so, like, it should know if you caught it in or out of bounds. And, like, if you want to make it more realistic that, like, the ref on the field would occasionally make that mistake, but then if you're going to go to...
challenge it and it comes out correct, yeah. Like, but like, the opposite will happen. Like, I don't know. I don't get it.
But what I meant by the replays are broken. Like I'm seeing like weird graphical bugs, like where the grass. I think the grass and turf is rendered in three dimensional. So it's like this weird like kind of shading where there's like extra darkness on the field. Like it looks really weird, like it's hard to explain, but just imagine like, all right, you just did this play, the field looks fine, and then it cuts out and all of a sudden the field has like weird black pixels all over the place. it doesn't hurt the game, it just looks stupid. Like it's a distinct lack of polish, and that's when the game should look its best is in these cutscenes, because that's what people like kind of remember. I've only played the franchise mode. Seems fine. Like I agree with you, Tony. You said the menus are kind of ugly.
Yeah.
They're not good. Like, and they're hard to navigate. Like, you have to do a lot of clicking and like weird clicking. Like, to set your game plan, you have to like press in on the right stick to go to the next one. Weird control
choice. So odd.
Why wouldn't it just be A to advance? Like, I don't know. It seems fine, I guess. I guess they have a college football event going on currently. And I clicked on that not knowing what it was, and it's it puts you against another player. Like another live player.
Oh no.
And and again, immediately realized why I don't play Madden online. This guy, like, he basically played goal line blitz like the entire time, and like there's a way to beat that, but like if you go out there trying to play football and like run plays, like it doesn't work because he's throwing everything at you right away, so you have like 2 seconds to make a decision on where you want to go, and most of the time you're just going to end up get sacked because he's throwing everything at you and you don't have a goal line formation to play against there.
You need to play against me, who asks Madden what to do 80% of the time.
Which is fine. Like, I don't, like, you know, if you ask Madden, at least he's running real plays, right? He's not running, like, I don't even think the guy was, I think he might have been running, like, a punt block scheme. Like, it's, like, all out blitz, everybody there. And I'm sure, like, it is a beatable thing. But if you are going in, like, all right, I'm gonna start this game off with a run. Like, you know, we're gonna go between the tackles. Oh, nope, that ain't gonna work. I'm gonna try and you can't throw anything deep because you wouldn't have to play
half a second.
Right. The play isn't gonna develop. So you need to, like, I'm sure there is a play that beats it, but it's like he's just running the same play and it's like, nope, I'm not even gonna give you a chance to run on offense, which I'm sure you found the one play, probably the same play that has worked for years, where you just run a guy down the side of the field if somebody's playing regular defense against you and not crazy punt block blitz. It's almost always a touchdown. Like, there's always that play that breaks it. This isn't all of EA's sports games too. Like, NHL has a, you know, it's broken when you play against other people that want to just play to, like, they don't want to play hockey, they don't want to play football, they just want to, like, score as fast as possible because that's how they up their rank.
Well, I mean, this is how I feel playing any online game. Like, I'm just getting destroyed. Like, yeah. If I play a fighting game, it's like I'm in the corner just getting absolutely fucking beat up on. I don't know. Something like this, I would probably only play with friends. I know a lot of people, like, a lot of my coworkers will, like, play the show online and stuff. I'm like, I would get killed by somebody.
Yep, because the people that play these games online, like, they found the way to exploit it, right? Like, they're not there to have a simulation of baseball or basketball or football or whatever. They're there to up their rank so they can become 107-0 or whatever. Like, I just want to play a football game against a stranger and you don't want to play football. So, Tony, you still playing it?
I am. I mean, I played it like a game a week or so. It's kind of weird. Like, I feel odd playing as my Patriots franchise with Cam Newton at the quarterback now.
Just throws me off.
Did they get rid of him or something?
They did. They cut him.
It's quite shocking to me. Not that I don't think Mac Jones was not going to be your quarterback at some point. Right. Just like,
I didn't realize it would be week one of the regular season. That was a little early.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that was pretty shocking. So, it's Madden. I don't like that.
You guys buy it?
Yeah, I'm playing the trial right now. I still have. Okay. I know Tony's trial broke.
Yes, it did.
But I still have like 5 hours left. So.
Seems like every year, I don't know, Madden is sort of disappointing.
It's the same game. Like, I think that might be why it's disappointing.
Like, I mean, it's like, it's definitely like way more impressive than back in the day. Like, for me, it was a big jump when I played like a modern one, but yeah, it just seems like, I don't know, they need that competition back.
Yeah, well, they need something, because, like, I mean, I think they've kind of perfected the actual playing of the game.
Yeah.
But, like, it's all the bonus features and extra modes. I really don't know what they could do game, like, playing-wise, like, in the like, they've been doing it for 30 years.
So. Every time they add a feature now, it's kind of like, ugh. That every new feature just kind of like, and, I bring back the way it was before, because that's awful.
But they have so standardized how football should feel in a video game that if someone came around and tried to compete with them, I don't know. If I was trying to compete with them, I would just basically copy their gameplay and try to make the presentation cooler. Even though the presentation is really good on Madden now, I think.
Oh yeah, I mean, it looks great. It you know, plays great, and that is what, like, there are other football games out there. They are not NFL branded. Like, there are these weird, like, $20 Canadian Football League games, but they play exactly like Madden, but like Madden like 5 years ago.
Yeah,
which is not that different from today.
What happened to, I thought NCAA was coming back.
It seems like maybe next year. Like, they've added more teams into Madden. Now, I think there's like nine or 10 teams, college teams, that you can play as now in their, what is it, face of the franchise or something like that, whatever that My Player mode is.
I haven't touched that mode at all.
They're real colleges?
Yeah. I think it's like I heard that it was the, you know, top 10 ranked teams and then Nebraska, but I don't think Miami's ranked in the top 10. They have not been good in quite a number of years, so. It's Madden. And there's so many extra modes. It's like, I just want to play football.
Right.
And trade players and play football. So
I don't even do that. I literally mostly play exhibition games.
So you don't even play like a season as the Bears? Or...
I will play a season as the Bears, but a lot of times I'll just do like whatever game I thought was interesting that weekend, like while the season's going, like I'll just play that too. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. Yeah, I don't get into like the deep in. I don't do the story mode or whatever the fuck.
I mean, they were good for a little bit. Last year's was really weird, though. Where it was like you had these like decisions, but like you went through your Hall of Fame career and it like would jump around. And the way it was paced was like just really strange, where you'd play your division rival like six times in a row, which sucked. Like, who wants to play like the same team every time you turn it on?
I still have memories.
Yeah. So I think I'm gonna buy it though. Like, at first I was like, I don't know, but we'll see. Maybe after week one, if the Patriots blow the Dolphins out, I'll be like, I'm done with football. I'm good. I don't.
It's gonna be a bad year. Franchise. That's all I'm saying. It
happened. Yes, but you were controlling them, Tony.
That's true.
And you had Cam Newton.
I did. Cam Newton destroyed them. Can't stop that, man. Cam the man.
Play anything else?
Nope.
Great. Real quick update on Aliens Fireteam Elite. Last week I just played, I think, the first campaign there. Now on the final campaign. I'm really enjoying that game.
Sleeper hit.
It gets aliens right. Like, not alien, it gets aliens right. Like, it throws a ton of aliens at you. There's like all this lore. It's very, It's very much like Dark Alliance that we played earlier this year, Jeff. Like yeah. where it's like there's all these like pickups and shit. But like all the lore bits are like fully voiced. So you go talk to a person on your ship and they like break down what the item was that you got. And then they like tie it to every piece of the Alien franchise. Like they have brought in the dog like alien from Alien 3.
Oh, yeah.
They brought in the ship from Prometheus. They talk about the giant guys from Prometheus, the engineers.
I had heard that it references Prometheus a lot.
Yeah, there's like a whole level where you are like it looks like a giant temple to these guys or that they formed, and you're exploring that the big circular ship that is theirs. Some really neat shit. It's like, this is fun. Like, as a fan of Alien and Aliens, like this is cool. Like, this is super nerdy, but like I am enjoying it.
And you're just like running through it with randoms and stuff.
Yeah. And
good, easy to find a game then.
Yeah. And if you don't find, two extra people, they fill in your team with a bot.
Okay.
Who is competent, and they don't seem like they can die either. So like they'll go down and you can pick them back up, but they don't seem like they ever completely die. And they don't take your health kits either. So, it's really cool. I don't really like their leveling system, which is like you have to get to a certain power level to be able to do the missions. Kind of like in, I guess it wasn't kind of like in Dark Alliance, but because you need
whatever you want, basically, right?
Yeah, like, you could just play on casual and start like any of them, but you have to like beat certain levels there to advance. You need to complete the campaigns like one after the other to advance. And that's because there is an ongoing storyline throughout the whole thing. It's, you know, it's dumb. It's aliens. Weyland Yutani is, you know, fucking all the shit up. But
Weyland's evil?
No. Yeah, like the first thing you do is you rescue one of their scientists, and then like he gets more and more shady as the game goes on. Like he's like working against you behind the scenes, in how he's like, oh, so, you know, no, you need to go here. We're sending Bravo team in here. Oh, Bravo team's disappeared. I wonder why. You know, because he's an asshole. Yeah, it's fun, and it's $40, so I'm enjoying it quite a bit. And last week I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna tell my friends to buy it, but now I think I'm gonna be like, yeah, you guys should get this. We'll enjoy this. Like they enjoy
Aliens. We're so close to zombies, though. The real zombies.
Yeah. Which, speaking of zombies, we need to finish our Zombie Army 4.
How have you guys still not finished that game?
That's an interesting question.
Anyway, don't blame me.
Anyone except Earl.
We did get together 2 weeks ago, Jeff, and the game wouldn't work.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
All four of us were all in the group chat, and the game just would not load.
So, yes, not all Earl's fault. I would have made it time. I would have made it this week, but things came up. And by
Earl was drunk.
Yes. But to my credit, I did tell you folks ahead of time.
You did. You were like, I'm going to try and make it, but it might not happen.
And I at some point, I just need to start being honest with people because I'm like, I say that, and then I'm there, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to leave yet. And it just never happens. I just don't leave.
So. We will finish it, and then I'm sure Back for Blood will be on Game Pass for like a year or so. Plenty of time to play that. All right, I got one more game. What if I told you that somebody took multiplayer Halo, mixed it with Portal,
and gave it a really weird name.
It gave a really weird name and had the progression system from Call of Duty. Would you guys be like into that?
That would be pretty cool, yeah. I've been seeing clips of this game too.
Yeah, so Splitgate is that. It is Halo, like straight up, like the gunplay is basically Halo 4's gunplay. The game design of it is old school Halo though, where it's like you guys, everyone starts off with the same weapons, and like team deathmatch, the guns are on the map, so you are trying to do map control. Like you want to get to the shotgun or the rocket launcher, and you want to control that area so you get the spawn when that gun reappears. But it's all done with, like, you know, you can have these portals where everybody can shoot portals. So it's not like just one person sets up a portal for your team. Everybody has a portal gun. So that means eight people. There can be eight active portals going at a time.
We're going to use them.
People use them. Yeah, I got killed by one today. So when you access your portal, like you shoot out the one, and then you shoot out the other one, so you can go through it. You can see through your portal, so you can see what's on the other side, and you can then shoot at people from that side.
Yeah,
you can't do that with other people's portals. They don't render.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
so
you can go through them as
you can go through them. Yep. Yeah, you can go through. You can go through them. You can go through an enemy's portal. The enemies will show as red, and your guys show as blue.
Sounds like chaos.
It kind of is, but you can also close them. Everybody has like portal closing grenades. So like part of the, you know, is like you go through and you can shut down a portal. Like
you see someone jumping through, and you're like fucked up.
Yep, or like you know, like you come
in through one, toss one back.
Yep, and you can shut it down and like make them be trapped there, or they've now run into an ambush because you watch them do it. So it creates some interesting strategies. The game modes are all Halo. Like it's not Slayer, it's Team Deathmatch, but there's also King of the Hill, SWAT.
They have Griffball.
They don't have Griffball. They have basically what's Oddball, which is the one where you carry the ball around,
yeah,
and get points that way. And they might have Griffball. Maybe I just haven't come across that one yet, but I haven't seen it. There doesn't seem to be custom modes like that. I don't know. It seems really cool. I thought I was really good at it at first. Evidently, like the first 10 levels, you're only paired with like two or three other real people.
Mm.
So I was like, no, I'm really good at this. I'm like finishing like 17-2. And now that once you hit level 10, they start filling the full game in with people. It's like, I am not as good as I thought I was. But it's still fun. There's tons of unlocks. There's daily challenges, weekly challenges. There's a battle pass. I don't think I'll buy it because Halo's not that far out. This is a nice free distraction, though.
Is it free?
It's free. Yep.
I don't know.
But I saw you on PC.
Nope. You played on Xbox, PlayStation. It's everywhere. So yeah, I played it on Xbox. Ton of fun. Good time. And maybe I'll try out the ranked mode just to see. Because I think, like, if you're playing ranked, they should be pitting you against people that are roughly the same skill level. So maybe I'd play a little better. So there are people that know what they're doing in that game. Like, they're using portals very successfully. And
now you're thinking of portals.
I'm not. Like, I think about, like, shooting the guy in front of me, and sometimes that's too complicated, but... people are doing some really cool things with that game. All right. A little bit of news before we break here. I guess that Nickelodeon fighting game, the roster leaked.
Yes. They added, I think, well, they added the Avatar Aang and Katara from Legend of Katara. Yeah. I don't know the other two people. I wasn't paying attention. I was just like, yeah, you're going to have a fighting game. It makes sense that you have your biggest action franchise recognized as well.
What I saw from this like list is like, I don't know most of these things. Kind of Ren and Stimpy, SpongeBob, and Turtles. I guess Cat Dog. I know Cat Dog is.
There's no Doug.
There's no Doug.
No Doug. Doug. Rugrats.
Rugrats makes no Reptar's in there.
Yeah, there's a Rugrats one.
No, but the Doug is owned by Disney, which would make sense.
Oh, okay.
Or it's owned by Disney now. I forget how it goes, but yeah, that's why you had like Disney's Doug and Doug's first movie and stuff like that.
I don't know what the Wild Thornberries are.
Yes.
The Loud House.
Yeah, I guess I'm not a huge Nick person, I guess.
The Loud House is a recent one. And that was one of the things I remember saying when this was announced, is like it very, really, you have to have been a fan of Nick at a very particular time to get some of these references, because like a lot of them is very much catered to like the demographic of like my people, where like you're 33 to like 36, where it's like those were the shows you would have watched. It's like, because the Wild Thornberries, I think, was just about the time I was kind of moving on, because that's like the late 90s, early 2000s, like the Wild Thornberries and Rocket Power, and stuff like that. So.
I mean, if you are a fan of Nick, I guess like that's the.
I thought about getting the Nick kart racer, just because like Ninja Turtles, I think, are like a Nick property now.
Yep.
Yes.
That was basically it. Like, and it always goes on sale. I'm like, should I get it?
There's two of them now, aren't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on this? Have you played them?
I don't think I've played them. I do think I own them, because I mean, and maybe maybe I'll go back to the idea at one point. I think I mentioned this before. Like, I wanted to stream, and my streaming idea was, instead of doing popular games, was to focus on like licensed games, and I bought a bunch of them when they were on like sale. So I think I have a Nickelodeon game, like, because the Cartoon Network's done Smash Brothers clones before that nobody cares about, a cartoon All-Star Explosion or something like that. So I own, because Nickelodeon's also done some other stuff, but this is like the, I don't know. Well, I'm curious. I feel like this is the one that's gotten the most attention. I'm not entirely sure why, but I'm hoping it turns out well.
And then one for Tony.
Yeah, news for Tony.
Marvel Midnight Suns, which was announced at Gamescom last week. They showed the first gameplay of it.
They did. Yeah. It looks really good.
Did I hear it has like card mechanics though?
So basically, if you play XCOM, you'd get like your character has certain things they can do.
Mm-hmm.
In this game, those things you can do get determined by cards that get dealt. Like, so it's random. Your abilities are, well, not completely random, but random within the set of cards that you have for that particular character.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not a card game. It's just like a random selection of shit you could.
Random modifiers.
Right.
Got it. Okay. I was a little worried, like, because I heard some people going, oh, it's like it's card based too. And I'm like, oh, you just killed my buzz for this. Like, Marvel XCOM sounds really cool. Card based. Marvel XCOM, I don't know about, but if it's just like random, if it's just random modifiers, though, that could be interesting.
Yeah, so it's basically you need to figure out what you are going to fight based on which particular abilities you've drawn that particular round, which seems kind of cool. Like, that way you can't like count on a stock.
You can't just overpower it all the time, right?
Right.
Which I kind of get, but it's also, I feel like it's also, I don't know. I feel like it's one of those things where part of it is like you kind of want to have direct control over the characters, but I guess that isn't what you're getting in this genre of game. Because like you want to like do these super, and they look really spectacular, but I'm like, I'd rather do it than like, okay, I got the right cards and I fit it in the right order and like something spectacular has happened now.
I wonder if like there'll be like an easy mode where it's just like you want Wolverine to do cool shit. it'll let you do that way. Although XCOM even on easy was
not easy.
Difficult. So,
and they also came out really quickly because people saw that and they were afraid that it's going to make some, what would you call it? Like some type of loot box and stuff. And they're like, no, this isn't. There's cosmetics. So they were like, yes, there are cosmetics, but like the cards and stuff is not something you get randomly or you have to pay for.
Yep. I guess worse, Far Cry 6 previews that hit. There was some controversy over an article that Kotaku posted because it was stupid.
Yeah, I'm still not really sure how that happened, but
I couldn't find the article today, so I don't. Maybe they took it down, which would make sense. Like they were getting a lot of heat for that, and rightly so. But it seems that game is more Far Cry.
Are we shocked?
No. I mean,
all the Far Cry games have played exactly the same. Like, why would it be different, essentially?
Yeah, I mean, since Far Cry 3, they've had a formula. It seems like it's the Ubisoft formula, so I wouldn't expect it to be very different. I don't know. Yeah. I'm kind of over Far Cry, so... I heard 5 was okay.
It was okay. I didn't want to die when I was playing it. It's nice.
That's good. The last thing I have here is that I guess they announced, well, there's a Sony event showcase or something next week.
Yes.
So we'll have some Sony news there. But they announced that Horizon Forbidden West, they announced 9 different editions for this game.
9
different editions. Let's see. And that's probably split between PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. Like they're duplicating them because if you buy it on PS4, you do not get it on PS5.
Oh, is it for? I thought it was for some versions.
So yes, if you buy like the collector's edition, which is $200.
Don't do that.
Or the Regala edition, which is $260.
Don't do that either.
You will get digital downloads of both PS4 and PS5. Otherwise, you need to individually buy it, it seems.
Yes, and the other thing that I think the bigger issue isn't even so much that, I mean, I think that's an issue, but it's like if you buy the PS4 version, any version except for that, you can't even like then pay to make $10 to upgrade it to the PS5.
Right, you have to spend $70 to buy the PS5 version. There is no upgrade path for Forbidden West, which seems shitty since like it's still very hard to get a PS5. So I think like a lot of people may end up playing this on PS4. But maybe I'm wrong. Evidently, Miles Morales sold better on PS5 than PS4. So what do I know?
Really?
So I don't know if that's good or bad. There's 80 million PS4s out there. And at the time Miles Morales came out, maybe 7-8 million PS5s. Who knows? Yeah, this whole thing seems really shitty. PS4 version is 60, the PS5 version 70. So unless you buy like the super deluxe, get the elephant statue versions, it's gonna cost you $130 to play this on your two systems if you want to play the PS5 version when you get a PS5. But whatever.
Well, I'm probably just going to buy the straight standard edition because
I gonna not.
I like my money. What? But the first game was so good, so good.
So does Sony. So does
Jeff. You don't have a PlayStation anymore either, do you?
No.
That would be a deciding factor right there.
Yeah.
I think if Jeff were going to get a PS5 and he had $70 to spend on a game, he would get Demon's Souls first.
For sure. Have you played that yet?
No.
You have that, don't you?
I do have it.
Oh my god.
I will play it for you. Promise.
I just keep looking at it and going like, you know, your Blockbuster back in the day. Just send it over to me. I'll send it back when I'm done.
To send you my whole PS5 so you can play.
I'll be interested to hear what you have to say about it, though.
Yeah. I'm hoping I know that Demon's Souls is more level based.
Yeah.
Than Dark Souls. So like you generally wouldn't wander into an area you don't belong in yet. So
yeah.
We'll see. I will try that out.
Yeah.
I think that's it for news, unless you guys got anything.
Yes, I have at least one thing. I'm sure there might be other things I can think of, but we got the first look of Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City. So that is the reboot of the Resident Evil movie franchise, which is more in line with the actual video games. And right now, I'm not necessarily sure if that's a better decision than what they were doing before. Again, like somebody pointed out, sometimes it's very hard to distill a movie in stills because, you know, CG hasn't been added stuff.
It has that look, though.
It looks, I think the way I described it when I first saw it is like it looks like a porn parody of Resident Evil.
Yes, it does. Like, it looks like they're trying to do Resident Evil. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it looks like it has the vibe of a Resident Evil game, but like, it almost looks like the cutscenes from the original Resident Evil. Like, what is this? I don't know.
I agree, Jeff. I think Earl's explanation of his description of it being like a porn parody.
Yeah, but like
those originals did kind of look like.
I do appreciate though that, like, you know, you look at like the Resident Evil franchise, like of movies, like they don't really feel like Resident Evil. Like they're not really trying to do it.
But that's why I said I understand why people would want something that's more authentic to the Resident Evil.
Yeah. Story.
Granted, I am not necessarily on that boat. I am very much of the mindset that I kind of want a more interesting movie. I don't necessarily want, because this is a loose remake of Resident Evil 1 and 2. And like, it's not going to appease anybody. There's no way to condense those two games down to an hour and a half, 2 hour movie. That people are not going to be like, oh, why did they cut X, Y, and Z? Oh, why is so-and-so here? Why didn't so-and-so die? It's the fan argument is stupid. But I do think that, like, sometimes, and I think this is WSO when you're going from a visual medium to a visual medium, it's like if you're so slavish to the aesthetics of the video game versus, like, what would make an interesting looking movie?
Yeah. No, I hear you on that for sure.
And I don't think right now they're selling it as like, I don't, I mean, first glance, I mean, the trailer might change my mind. This doesn't look like, oh man, we really need this to be based off of the video game, that off of exact games instead of just being in that universe.
Yeah.
No, I
think that that's part of the problem with what that original Resident Evil 2, like this, I can't think of the name of it, the second Resident Evil movie from that original series.
That Apocalypse? I know the names. I can never get them in order. It's Apocalypse, Afterlife, Retribution, the final chapter, and then there's one more. I can never. Not Redemption. It's always that. Like, but I think Apocalypse is the second one.
Let me see. Film series, Apocalypse. Yep.
Again,
that was the one where they, you know, they was it Jill? They bring in Jill.
And they brought in, I think, Carlos.
Yeah, and it's bad. Like that. Yes. That I think is the worst one in the series. Like,
and that's what I said. I thought the more they try to incorporate elements from the game, the worse off the movies tended to get. And when they were just doing their batshit insane stuff with Alice, it was like, yeah, okay, this works because you're not like trying to, like, again, trying to replicate these characters that you're not going to do justice to because your framework doesn't work for that. But yes, and then they again, they get actors and actresses like one for one movie, and then they would be busy for another one. So, like, characters would be there, and then there's like really no reason they're written out of the next movie. It's just like we can afford them.
Yeah,
because Michelle Rodriguez is crap. Who is she?
She is somebody named Rain.
Okay, so she's not a Resident Evil character. For some reason,
she's an original character.
Okay, because she also comes back randomly in the sixth movie, even though she dies in the first. And like the actress for Jill comes back at the beginning of like five, and then disappears. And then Chris is in like one movie because they got Wentworth Miller, and they weren't getting him back for anything else.
Yep.
And then I think Wesker changes actors.
Yeah, what Wesker started out as one guy, and he then continued on as a different guy.
Yeah.
So. Claire was in it. She like disappears and then comes back, and
then she's a different actress by the end.
Claire, was she?
Yeah. I'm looking at this now. I thought it, because it's Aliator, who was from, I know mostly from Heroes. She's in 3, 4. No, what is she in? Oh, never mind. I'm looking at the reboot. So it's the same actress for all of them.
Yeah, Allie Larder was Claire through them all.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, she disappears. Like I said, Chris is in, I think. And the funny thing with Chris is, in particular, is that he's at the end of the previous movie, and then the next movie starts off at the same scene, and you can kind of see him, but then he's gone for the rest of the movie because, again, you're not getting familiar for more than one movie. So yeah, it's a very fascinating franchise. But yes, this, I mean, again, I will see it. I've seen all of these movies, but porn parody, if you told me this was like a sci-fi original movie, I wouldn't bat an eye.
Yeah, especially that one still you posted with the, I think it was Leon Chris. And
Leon, sorry.
Yeah, it's like in the hallway, like,
yeah,
this is very like not impressive looking. So there's another still out there of Wesker, Chris and Jill in the lobby of the house, the foyer of the house. That doesn't look too bad, but that one you posted of them in the hallway, it's like, this is really bad. I hope it's good.
I always do. I mean, I had a decent time with Dynasty Warriors, and I didn't hate Monster Hunter. So, you know, I am willing to give these movies a chance.
Yep. I am a little worried that they're trying to stuff 1 and 2 into this, but.
Yep. And then they're including elements from the remakes as well. They showed one of the monsters who's like the daughter of somebody who was introduced.
Oh, yep. Yep. I think that was from the Resident Evil GameCube, the remake.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that monster is out there, so I don't know. I'm excited. Bring it on. I will go see it, provided that we're still going to see movies in November, December, so
yeah,
so I'm beginning to worry about.
Yeah.
Anything else, Earl? Was there any other game news?
I don't think. I mean, you mentioned the Sony thing, but I mean, and this is it next week. But THQ also announced they're having an event, I think, on the 17th, where they will reveal, I think, 6 new games. They said.
So, yeah, and from legendary franchises.
Yeah, ever since Ubisoft said iconic hat from Watch Dog, I just feel like video game companies just use words. They don't mean what they mean. They just use them. So we'll see what that means for them. Because, I mean, THQ just kind of revealed their big franchise with Saints Row. I mean, I guess you can always do a time status game or something like that, which I think we've been working on. But
Yeah. Yeah, there is THQ. I mean, I guess Deep Silver is the one doing the Time Splitters game, right? Or
yes, or some form of it. We got early gameplay of the Dead Space remake remastered.
That did happen. Yes, forgot about that.
Yeah, I think most people did. It was like in the middle of the day on like, was it the weekend?
No, it just happened like a couple of days
yesterday?
Ago.
Yesterday? The day before? Yeah, like that. And then this is just a random one that I just want to go out on because it really sounds made up. There is the turn-based rogue-like golf adventure game. I think I shared this.
Just a fucking word salad, Earl.
Yes, I think I shared this in the thing because I just saw it. I'm like, okay, I think you folks are just having a stroke with these words at this point. Like a
golf version of Dark Souls or
yes,
something.
Yes, it was that was in the tweet. It's like it's like a roguelike action adventure, the Dark Souls of golf games. I'm like, okay, you folks are like if this
throw
is like,
every buzzword or trendy thing into one fucking
like you want to get your SEOs up. They just throwed everything up and just like it also it doesn't have a battle royale, but we want to mention Fortnite here, so there you go. It looks interesting though.
Speaking of Fortnite, they added Will Smith from Bad Boys.
Yes, they did, Mike. Yeah.
Speaking of golf, we should all put some Mario Golf.
I don't think all of us own Mario Golf.
That's true. Some of us don't.
I thought Chris, you own it at least, don't you?
I do.
You're like, nah.
I mean, it's good. I would play regular golf, I guess.
Yeah, that's how we usually play. We turn off the Mario shit, like the
running part.
So you just play golf.
We don't do the we don't do the running part and no items.
Okay.
So yeah, just golf. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still awful at it.
Yeah.
I haven't played that new course yet, so.
Let's do this. It's fun. It's okay.
It's fun.
The course is okay. The game
like
is
you're
great.
You're slowly dropping.
Down. No, the game the playing golf is great, but that course is like, you know, it's okay. It's nothing.
Okay. I mean, it looked more interesting than like their grass course or whatever. So,
okay, let's play some Bowser Highlands. That is a fun course.
It is. I do like when there's like volcanic, magma all over the place. It's fun stuff. All right, well, that'll do it for us this week. I don't know. I guess Jeff's gonna have Sonic Colors for us next week.
Yeah.
And then I think that it dies down a little bit until October. So
I mean it does and doesn't. Like WarioWare is next week, Friday.
Yeah.
There's okay. Stuff. So we're gonna have a couple weeks then for Sonic Colors, then WarioWare.
I don't know if any of us still play Life is Strange, but I think True Colors starts coming out. Tales of Arise is out next week. Deathloop is out in 2 weeks.
Oh, neat. I've heard good things about Deathloop. I think I'll wait until that exclusivity is up and play it on Game Pass when it hits, but...
yeah, that seems wise. I mean, especially when you know it's just going to be 6 months. I forget when this is, but they had a new trailer for it, and I wish it had online so much, because I want cruising fast so much.
Yeah, I think that Hot Wheels game looks good too.
Yeah, those does look fun.
Yeah,
those are games.
Get both of those, honestly.
Sorry, that was the other thing that came out today, wasn't it? Nintendo announced what was it? Big Brain Academy, a new Big Brain Academy game.
Yeah,
and I don't know if you folks remember Big Brain Academy. It is not what's the popular
Brain Age.
Brain Age.
It's not that.
It's related
no,
it's, to it.
It was like the first big knockoff.
I don't know if it's not, but yes, like the Brain Age is really about like your. This is more like like it's the same type of puzzle type game, but it's a rated series. But yeah, Brain, like I thought it was Brain Age 2, but no, Brain Age is its own entity, and then this is something different. Yeah. And especially this one, because this one is kind of like a test your might thing, where it's like a 4-player party game, where you get to, you know, solve not puzzles, but like math problems and riddles and stuff against your friends and family members. There's like online ghosts and stuff like that, and this is out in December. I mean, not much to say, but this was just announced like this morning, I think.
Okay. I have played this one. There was one on the Wii.
Yes, and there's a.
Yeah, that's not bad. They can be fun, like educational puzzle games.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun. I find it weird that Nintendo's like dropping all three of these games this year, like WarioWare, Mario Party,
and yeah, it's very like it's one sector of their like what they do.
Yeah, which I don't mind, but it's like you would think you'd space it out a bit because like you like these are kind of the I mean outside of Brain Age, these like they're three big kind of like.
I mean, you're getting Metroid, like, you're getting other shit, but yeah.
I'm not even saying it in that regard. Like, yeah, we're getting Metroid, you're getting, but I'm saying, like,
you would do one of these each year.
Not even a year, but, like, spread it out so you don't get three of them in 3 months.
Yeah.
Or 4 months. Like, you spread it out, so, like, you could do WarioWare. Honestly, what I thought was, like, we'd get Mario Party this year, we get WarioWare in, like, March of next year, and then you could do Brain Age in, like, June or May of the next year. Instead of like, okay, we have WarioWare next week, we have Mario Party next month, and then we have Brain Age in 3 months from today, essentially.
All right. Well, we will have some stuff over the next few weeks then, I guess.
There will be stuff.
Yes.
And blood. Wait, what?
Yeah.
And blood, evidently. As Tony ferries us to the afterlife. All right, Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night.
Blood
and guts.